뭐야, 나 지, 그래서 그랬다. 남진이 신인지다. 대표치 미치 시에리 년발라. 아니, 삼바, 남바 탑이군의 년과 인정. 대표치 미치 지당치 년비 균롱 시디. 아니, 균롱 상보지. 강달장. 예몽기 왕도 마송위스 균롱 양나 대자시당 띠무기 왕도 송위 송위권의 진년바 마인바 치기 년비 균롱 세대 균롱 상보지기 권의 년바 대능내자다 대가침의 진년비 갑라티니 삼바 상보지기 권의 년구와 인장 아니 동말다 균롱 약보지기 권의 삼바 슈스.
So as for what to begin with, as per always, it's important when we are listening to the Dharma to do so with the proper kind of motivation, especially here where we are talking about the Mahayana Dharma, we should have a vast kind of a motivation. So whatever sort of Dharma we are listening to, though, it's important that we have like a clear or good mindset going in, meaning that we aren't under the control of any kind of afflictions, under the control of our anger or desire and so forth. And so setting that kind of proper good motivation, especially here when we are talking about the Mahayana teachings, is important.
Oh yeah, that Tiamini, Sanje Jumdende, Toi Kapsu. 돌레 다 또 윤파르미 돌레 윤파르마 나디 아 다 니티스우라 쇼로가 니티 봄 니티 제동바 스치니 다 윤파르말라는 니티들스 어디 나라 윤파르미 또이 나라 아니 내가 산제 좀 되네 랍조스 다 랍조르 마숨브레 다 니엔데 랍조스 예주라 산제니 쿨라 아니 샤리프다 몽가보다 랍조다 차 제레스다 참바다스다 코르몬보 유비 나네 디나네 랍조라 아니 랍조 전주 선반남기 년대기 람 강인바다 랑상전기 람 강인바다 상전기 람 강인비스다 년대기 람 랑상전기 람 년대기 람 강인바다 랑상전기 람 강인바다 상전기 람 강인바 시디 좀 람숨 데 태버숨기 람숨 년대기 람 랑자기 람 랑자기 태비 람 상전기 람 시디 아니 태전기 람 소리 오 년대기 람 강인바다 랑자기 람 강인바다 상전기 람 강인비 람 탐제 깨버려 차신 람 탐제 쉐버려 차오스 그렇다 현대 장주 선바이나 나 디카르스 그랬으나 장주 선바이나 나 강달장 현대도 좁이 상전기 금방 죽게기 예나 아니 내 탐보 랑기 람 탐제 시바체 람 람탐제 길에 깨네 담보 시바체 시네 아니 갈리갈리 길에 깨네 되네 현대 쪽으로 마도 랑기 지양 마시나 현대 쪽도 말해서 어디 대단했어요.
So then, as the Buddha himself has said in a sutra, and so this is called the middle length Mother Perfection of Wisdom Sutra, or the 20, the Perfection of Wisdom in 20,000 verses. There are varying lengths of the Mother Perfection of Wisdom Sutras, but here this is from the middle length one with 20,000 verses that says, in this sutra, the Buddha is speaking to those that are around him. So he's referring to these sort of disciples of the highest caliber. In particular, he's surrounded by various disciples like Ananda and so forth. And he says, so what is it, what is the path of a hearer? What is the path of a solitary realizer? And what is the path of a bodhisattva? These one should know and one should generate within one's own mind. So here, if you're striving for the state of complete perfect enlightenment, you're striving for Buddhahood, for the benefit of other sentient beings, the way in which you benefit them is by first knowing these various paths, and then, based upon that knowledge of these paths, generating them within one's own mind. So here, the idea is that we can't accomplish the state of benefiting others, of the state of Buddhahood, without any sort of knowledge. It's based upon having an idea of what these paths are, and then, based on that knowledge, generating them within one's own mind.
Oh yeah, that Kangdarjang thing, Tendang in Lawan, Xinyin Chen, da. Tikba Chimbi Lamla Lamgen, Tikba Chimbi Lamla Jungengi Kansa, ina, Gulong, then, and Shendin Duyegi Chitu, 아니 그 현대적 얘기 치고 치기요라 아니 현대도 아니 다 먼저 개화 주위에 대해 좁이 상징 현대도 좁이 상징이 공방제 탑중나섭니다 개화도 주기요라 최년디 잠바양 현대도 좁이 상징 공방 주위에 치고 최년기에 아니 개화 간제제 주바이나요 디참마 현대도 현대도 상징이 공방 주위에 치고 초사 집장 치기에 삼바디 치기기요와 인상 다 윤재 가르를 했으나 장주기 쌤다 닝제 친구 태과 친구 쳇냠는 쳇발라 장주기 쌤다 닝제 친구 응도 조고로라 닝제 친구 스피 현심제 동안에 장대당 장주기 쌤데 디뉴스 차에게 쳇다 람라 차 닝제 시디다 대바탐지레 닝제 시디 심지한테 동안 자로 전화 선배 랑당자이다 랑 라니 시조힘과 지신도 마주 들어와 긴자 대자와 라바나 신체랑 코이 동안 미세 바당 동안 잔데 로아 코이 동안 체중 간데지 있나요 랑 밑에 바다 잔데 여바 대나시 신 심지한라 다가나시 여바 인디 다 신양 아니 랑당자와 아니 동안 잔데지 로 자로 전화 선배들 닝제스 장주기 쌤이시다 디 동안에 자야게 제도랑 예수다 레가다 치면 고추가 되나 장주기 쌤이시다 대양 아니 동안에 자와 대양 랑집이 가르쳐 단단한 단단한 뉴바 매와인디 다 디 동안에 자야 제도 예수다 상전지 공부 죽게기 요라 오 딘데질라다 장주기 쌤이시고 다 장주기 쌤 어디서 온다 안티죠
So here, when we are engaging in the Mahayana Dharma, whether it is the one who is giving the teachings or we are the ones engaging in this, we should be thinking about doing this for the sake of other sentient beings. Whatever kind of virtue, we should set that sort of intention. It's not just about our own benefit, but thinking, may I achieve the state of Buddhahood for the benefit of all sentient beings. So whatever kind of virtue it is throughout our day or when we're listening to the Dharma, all of the accumulation of merit and purifying of our negativities should be centered around this desire to be able to benefit others. If we are practicing the Mahayana Dharma, then we need to necessarily have this kind of attitude of bodhicitta. And the practice then of the Mahayana is preceded by first generating great compassion, this wish to free other sentient beings from their suffering, being unable to bear the sufferings of all other sentient beings. And that then leads into the attitude of bodhicitta, which is the actual undertaking of that task of freeing others from their sufferings. So we begin with this attitude of great compassion because that's the desire, the drive, based upon recognizing our own suffering, just as we recited in the Foundation of All Qualities, that just as I have fallen into the sea of samsara, so too have all other sentient beings. So we recognize that we are in this suffering situation, and just like us, every other sentient being is subject to the sufferings of samsara. But at this point, we aren't actually able to benefit those other sentient beings. We can't actually free them from their suffering. So we first have this attitude of compassion, like unable to bear those sufferings and thinking, may they be freed. And then the attitude of bodhicitta is actually undertaking the work to be able to benefit others. And until we get to that state of Buddhahood, we really can't fully benefit other sentient beings. So this is the kind of bodhicitta attitude that should underlie all of our practice.
Oh yeah, that Kinlong Dindiji Yoba Yina, that Ningje the Changjuki Sim Kinlong Dindiji Yoba Yina, oh, Shendinji Duko, Sambada, Shenla Pendoji Duko, Sambi, Kinlong Dindiji Yoba Yina, that the Kinlong Dindiji Yabi Kone Kewaji Duke, Shendin Dumdeki Kinlong Jiena, that Karachi Waresina, that Shendin Dubiaki Chidutini, Shendin Dubi Tap Shenki Yuri, Shendin Dubi Tap Mashena, Tapla Keba Mena, and the Shendin. Lap chimbo drup to be your mother, and in shending to did somebody do jell a pen, penda mapping, pen be neighbor your mother, tabla keba mena, chanju some tabla me keba ina, and it do jell a pendo lap chimbo never done, or didn't chagi or chanju some tabla keba ina, and it do jell a shending to dunk it tab keba ina, and it do jell a carina and car 샹덴도 가르쳐봐 있는 디펜도 랍치부 자기 요인상 상제 좀 된데 탑라 캐바 용역이 최도 아니 두자리 젠숨기 년대기 리젠 랑자기 리젠 택젠 리젠 두자리 젠숨 라 펜도 두비에게 최도 아니 년대기 람디조야 람기 년라 부시에 바치고레스 람기 마시에나 시엔라 아니 년대기 람카 다진일라의 유명자 바르미 돌레 돌레 년대기 람 칸이바다 랑산젠지 칸이바다 람 칸이바다 산젠지 람 칸이바다 좀 시에바 자신스디 년라 람기 시에바 치고레스 시에바체 아니 데라 시에네 양 냠뇽산 길레 깨바 치고레스 디 딘데지 중네 아니 두자 리젠숨라 현배 현대기 두자 리젠숨라 펜도 두바이나 데니 펜도 야친구 뚝뚝이래스 데메나 랑기 마시에나 아니 셴라 셴덴지 두바이나야 랍첸보 차기 말에 아니 두제들라야 아니 펜토마도 미술에 빼나 탑라 미게베어시디 두제리 두지 감당 메바다 뛰네 셰셰야 당 카레이나 두브레 두지 감당 메바 마시바 빼나 두자 동반이라 메바 맹겐지라 전주 선바지기 동반이 때나 콜라 아니 팸마도 와양 참참 가르스브레다 내갑지가 팸 팸도 자체모 자기요 말해 오딘딘자 아 시다 닝제기 삼바다 장주기 삼 현대인 둡 삼비 삼바지이나 이런 담보 랑기 아니 신고레스 람탐제 람시디 담바 가리 이나야 년대기 람시디다 먼저 년대기 람카인바 시에시디 다 년대기 람조 디조레 템바니샤 칸 참조서디 템바니샤 시 양다 카상은조 템바니샤 시인바 년대기 람시디조 템바니샤 시 양다 봉화시 주주지 강바시 왕봉아 똥아 장주연라 뒤 파라미연라 제 시에 참조서디 람데레 조 디 디냠렌차나 다바 년대기 다바 토기요라 오다 년대기 람카인바다 랑산쟁기 람카인바다 시디다 제바시라요 말에 년대기 람다 랑산쟁기 람 디즈 초 초사만 용기마도 따와라 제바요 말에 디니 참조스 택쟁 산쟁기 람카인바다 시디 산쟁기 람스나레 택쟁기 람스나레 다 강다르다 닝제다 참조스엠지 심비디니 파르진 툴라 러비에티도 오디도 아 아덴 대전쟁과 중화라 소비다 사동다 시내다 시에도 랑기 시에네 아니 냠뇽산에 길게네 티네 현대지 두바이나 시엔라 파 현대지 두바이나 다 랍치고 차기레스
So, if we set this kind of intention, thinking that we want to be able to benefit others, then we actually have to have the means to do so. Just thinking like, oh, I want to benefit others, well, we need to have the ways to actually do that. So, in order to be able to benefit others, we have to have a knowledge of the kind of paths, the way in which they progress. And so as the middle length Perfection of Wisdom Sutra has said, what is the path of a hero? What is the path of a solitary realizer? What is the path of a bodhisattva? This is the way in which, by knowing those paths, we are able to lead others on that. So again, bodhisattvas are able to, based upon their knowledge, their understanding of what disciples need, their kind of disposition and their inclinations and so forth, they can teach to them in a way that is actually able to bring them benefit. But if we don't have that sort of knowledge, then we are limited in our ability to bring benefit to others. We can't really give instructions or explain things if we don't have knowledge of it ourselves. So as it has stated in that sutra, we should ourselves study and know all of those various paths. And based upon that knowledge, we then gain a kind of experience that allows us to then generate realizations regarding those paths. And it is based upon that kind of knowledge arisen through our experience and realization that allows us to benefit others. although in our current state, without those kinds of, without that kind of knowledge or realization, we may be able to provide some limited benefit to beings, but it's not certain that what we do will bring benefit. If we don't have this kind of skill in means, then what we try to do might not be very effective. For example, if we try to teach emptiness to someone who's not ready to hear the teachings on emptiness, that could go wrong. That could lead them to sort of have doubts or not understand properly. So again, if we have this thought, I want to be of benefit to other sentient beings, we have to ourselves generate these various realizations, generate the kind of knowledge that allows us to lead them. So for the paths of hearers and solitary realizers, those that are striving for their own liberation, a hearer's path involves developing what we call the 37 branches of enlightenment. And included among those, there's a vast number of things, but there are also the close mindfulness is what we are, what we have been discussing here in Shantideva's text. So it is on the basis of generating those 37 limbs of enlightenment that one is able to achieve that kind of liberation. So in turn, in order to be able to lead such a being, one needs to have that kind of knowledge. Now, when it comes to solitary realizers, there's not a huge amount of difference in terms of their paths. There's kind of a difference in the amount of accumulation of merit, but not in terms of the view that they generate. And so here, when we are trying to develop our own knowledge, we then need to know these paths. And so we progress then to the Bodhisattva path. And knowledge of the Bodhisattva path involves, on the foundation of that bodhicitta motivation, engaging in the practice of the six perfections, in particular that that of meditative concentration and the special insight that is developed that allows us to then lead others in those various practices. So again, our own ability to benefit others is based upon knowledge. So if we have that kind of drive or desire, we need to develop our own understanding and knowledge.
Oh yeah. Tā tīndē yīnzā tē chīkpā rā, tā nāmbrē nāngā tsē tēng dūngā shūngbī chīr, tsē tēng chāngchū sīmbā sīwur, tsē tēng lā tsē wā nīngchī chīmbō tā tēmbī chāngchū sīmbā, tsē tēng dūngā shūngbī chīr, sīdī sīmjēngi dūngā shūngbī chīr, sīmjēngi dūngā mēwā sīyā chīr tū, tāp nāmblā nī ngēn chō tsē, ngēn bār chō wā sīdī tāp nāmblā, anī bēcīn chīgō, tāp nāmblā lōb chōng chīyā sī nā, mī tū xiebā chīyā kī, ngēn bār chō wā lā nā, chō wā bēcīn chīgō rā yās, Simjengi Dunga Shiwi Chidu, Ani Dunga Shiwi Tabla, Ani Bajin Chani Xieba Chigi Yores. Junzen Karerayasina, Tabjung Teju Kodyoba Tejebani Kawahins. Oh, Zedan Dunga Shumbiji Tabnam Lani Nguyenjob Tse Sidi, Zedan Changju Senba Nam, Jowa Simjengi Dunga Shumbi Chidu, Ani Dunga Shumbi Tabla, Kui Dunga Shumbi Tabla, Ani Rangi Xieba Chani. Bezin chigi yores, xieba chiegi chidu, bezin chigi yores. Junzen karirayasina, tabchung techu kokyu baasi, tabchung techu sidi, tab lana, tabchung lana, ta, denpa shila jarwayina, gokden dang, dunga dang, gopi denpa ni tabla chungwa, tab lana gyuri, lamden dang genjung ni tab, dunga dang gopa ni tabchung, ta kanda dya gyuda drebu, denshi ki langdorosu na digiri, denshi ki gyunde, denshi ki jugdo, o dinde ki tabda tabchung, tabdang tabchung ni rangla kokto gyuwa inas, tabchung te gyu sidi, tabchung drebu dang digi gyu, tabchung da gokden dang dugden, digi gyu lamden dang gyunjung ni rangla kokto gyuwa inas sidi rangi, Denshi langdo dezo yakboji ma sheba yina, langdo denbashi dunga denbi tuandang ma she, kunjung denbi tuandang ma she, gobi denbi tuandang ma she, lamji denbi tuandang ma she, tuan dezo ma sheba. Denshi langdo chinji ma loba, nelu jeshe kya ma sheba dan. O dinte yima yina, kasa tabchung tekyu kokyu ba se, rangla koktu kyu ni ma sheba yina, Techepa ni kawa yins, ane simjian xian la chepa de ma lapcha jaya sinare, lamden chiya inare, xiandien chiba la zo lapcha jagore, chiya xiegore, ni di kawa gale kapore, so junzen ti chani chanju senpa, ane ngebar du xiandien chub gyu yana ngen thambu rani lopchong chigore, sigore.
Dharmakirti's Pramanavartaka, there is a verse that expresses this, where it says that bodhisattvas are those endowed with love. In order to destroy or get rid of the suffering of beings, they make effort at these various sort of methods of knowing the methods, the paths to extricate beings from samsara. So they sort of are thoroughly applying themselves to training in the various methods of eliminating the sufferings of sentient beings, the various sufferings of samsara that we have to experience. And so this is based upon their having a proper kind of knowledge of the sort of method, which it refers to the cause, and that which is arisen from method. So if those two things, which here we can apply this to the kind of understanding of the Four Noble Truths, if those sort of, the way in which one engages in samsara and extricates one from samsara, are still hidden to you, then it's very difficult to give advice to others or to give instruction to others. So it is based upon their thorough knowledge, a bodhisattva's thorough knowledge of the truth of suffering and how it arises from the origins of suffering, and how one develops the truth of cessation based upon the truth of the path, understanding those causal processes, having a thorough understanding of that which is the method. And here the method refers to those causes. So in the case of engaging in samsara, the origin of suffering are ignorance and afflictions. And in the case of extricating ourselves from samsara, those various paths, the truth of the path. But if one, if those sorts of topics remain hidden to you, then you don't know how to lead other sentient beings. If you aren't able to give a correct kind of explanation of the Four Noble Truths and the kind of dependent origination and how that arises, then it's extremely difficult to go and then give instructions to others. If one isn't skilled in methods and means, then one can't be of that kind of benefit to others. So the message here is that one first needs to study. We have to ourselves have this kind of knowledge in order to benefit other sentient beings. If we want to do that, we have to put in the kind of study so that we ourselves have understanding. So here, that's the kind of motivation or intention we should have for listening to these teachings.
Oh yeah, that didn't Nyende gilam kain bada, sanjeng gilam lam tamje jeba chashin se gilam, nyende gilam siti changjo sotin gilam dere, changjo semba ge, nyende gilam dito changma gile jeba chigiris, temba nyesha dan dito changma la lobjong chigiris. Nyende di kansa dito, teba chimbi lam changma la lobjong chigiyo mara, changjo semba dito la, rani chigbo tarba tuendo nyene lobjong chigiyo re. Ani siapa cahsin, siapa cahos, lam tamja siapa cahsin, lam tamja siapa cahos, sanjian jumpa dengan canggih sembang nampak. Ani di sini tak jilat siapa, nyamnyong jilat siapa. Di tempat itu cuma ini, ani sendiri canggih sembi, kebab tertutup tertutup kiri sero. Orang tempat yang sang, anjur yang tak tering canggih so tinggi, tempatnya sakit kuala lede yores, lu tempatnya sakit nangne, lu tempatnya sakit.
So here then, as it explains in that verse from the middle length, Perfection of Wisdom, that knowing, well, what is the path of a hearer? What is the path of a solitary realizer? What are the paths of the bodhisattvas? And the Buddha then says one should know these and one should generate these. So as Mahayana practitioners, as those striving to benefit all sentient beings, we need to have generated, have first the knowledge of, and then generate all of those paths that are practiced by solitary realizers and hearers. So at the current time, although in the future, those beings as well who are currently striving solely for their own release, they will eventually train to become Buddhas. But at this current time, they're only training in certain paths necessary for their own liberation. So they don't need to train in the various practices of bodhisattvas, but primarily focus on these 37 branches of enlightenment, which include here the four close mindfulnesses. So at this point, they may not be generating them, but in the future, when they do strive for Buddhahood, they will give rise to those paths. But as someone practicing the Mahayana, we should not only know all of those various paths, but generate all of those paths, because with that occurrence, one is able to actually achieve that aim, working for the benefit of sentient beings, if you have developed all of those various paths and realizations. So again, we are here in the text on these four close mindfulnesses, and specifically the mindfulness of the body.
Oh yeah, that kasang nanzo lu tenpa nyesha singe de kanju jila sigre esina ani lu gi lu le pa jeba chen lu gi rang gi chenyi da ji chenyi si de lu gi rang gi chenyi le de lu sina jumwa da jumju kare yimi jumwa da jumju da suk da ye wo de dizu chang lu rang gi chenyi da ji chenyi si de da lu ji chenyi da tapa la de ta je cheba la de tini lu mi da tunga tongwa tangme dizu la tapa re Ta kapsu kaba zo lu lu singende da tu chuba yimi lu singende kansa kansa yimi kansa de rangshin ji chubi ta lu rangshin ji chubi kansa lu denge mambo yora ta lu le tangba chen rangi lu siye de ta zo da che di tangme lu siye de denba chuma ju rangi lu de ta lu denba chuba yina ta lula chashe chen ta lu isina tangbo ngen tangbo lu isina kandajila sigi yore sidi zamba ane lu dang nganzuki lu dang yela ni kata che kuruwa lu sidi chachen dire ta lu ki chashe su juwi lakpa dang gangpa dang go sina ko chashe re mado namji nganzu chata chachen lera chalana lakpa di zora chachen lana chashayda tenbi luidil da chachayin sikurwa da lakpa di lui ruwa sinne maare mwane chana marwa lakpa di lui maare kangpa di lui maare go di lui maare lui siti zamba kura chachayin chikri da lakpa da kangpa lui marwa kesi lakpa da kangpa lui ki yenla re mato lui na pina chokze kangpa diya chokze re sikurwa chagirwa singi ta singi yaar pena ta chashe de chajen de ying la mara pena ta yi gamba de ta ying la kwa chigre tini mi lakpa de mi ying siga cho o dinde yi zang ta di kapsu lu singe di rang xing la takche chigore lu singe na kante chigla sigre lu singe zaga dro na kaware lu singe lakpa de re go de re gamba de re o dinde se lu la dāk tūpa, lū chāta chācēn lā tāngi rāngshīn ki tūpa yōmi chēpi, chēpi kāpula tīni mīkpa lū lā dzīne, mīkpa tī tēmpē mī chēpa chēne, āni xērāpi lū lā dākcē chēpa, zē dākcē chēpa tēlā, tēmpē lū mīkpa rā sūne mī chēpa dzīn, tī tētā nyamdu xērāpi dākcē chēdi, wātā lū tēmpā nye shāsane tīndu jīla sīgu.
So here we are at this mindfulness of the body, or close mindfulness of the body, and going over what these entail, this kind of close mindfulness. This is really entailing an examination of the body, in particular looking at the kind of own character, the sort of elements and the derivative elements that make up this particular body, and also examining the kind of general characteristics. Is this body permanent or impermanent? Does it have some sort of a self? Is it established as a self? And in particular, is this body truly established? So this is the kind of investigation, an analysis that one is engaging in. in when one does this close mindfulness of the body. So we're particularly focused on, is this body somehow truly established? And what's this body like? So this body, when we talk about a body, this is something that has parts, right? We don't, it is a whole that contains various parts. And so there are limbs or sort of divisions of our body. And those are the things that make up the body. But we can't say point to a particular part and say that the whole exists in that. We can't say like our body exists in our hand, for example. That's not the body. It's a part of the body. But that whole, that thing that possesses the parts, is different and doesn't exist in each of the individual parts. So we can't like point to our hand and say, well, that is the body, or point to our foot and say that is the body. Like, for example, if we have a table, if you just took one of the legs and said, well, this is the table, that doesn't make sense. It's a part of the table, but that whole exists as something different than its individual parts. So when we investigate the body in this way, we find that there's like something that possesses these various parts that can't actually just exist in and of itself in each of the parts, because absurdly then we could say point to the foot of a horse and say, well, that's a horse, or we could point to our own hand and say, well, that's your body. So when we are investigating in this way, we're holding with mindfulness our body, we're taking that as our object of observation and engaging in this type of analysis. We're holding it in a way where we're not forgetting or allowing that to go away, and then engaging in this kind of investigation. Well, where does the body exist? Where is this whole within its parts? Can I actually find anything to point to that is that body existing within its parts? And when we can't find that, then we see there's no truly existent body.
Oh yeah, tang nam ji ngam zo tang nge li si yu ro nge li si ye de to pe tak pa zam re ma to ten la ngam zo nam ji na si chen li si ye ji tak ten za na ni ye me tak ten ma za la li si ye ji ye sam pa zhou ji go 류이 옛라디조 통용디 아니 나이 류여 삼바다 콜라 류두 삼바다 에미 콘 칸사디 파게 류 류다 미 류다 미 류지도 삼바다 칸사디라 미 류지도 파게 미 류지도 삼바다 마소솔라얀 나라 미 류지여 삼바 나라 류여 삼바다 마당다 따제 마제비 까마 아니 락바도디조 통용디 류지 옛라 통용디 아니 류두 삼바 로지 제기요레 로아 mene chana lu ji yin la te lu ma ruwa, lu ji yin la te lu ma re. Ni ta jin la yin ma, lu ji yin la te li ji cha she. Lu si ki yin la jen de re, yin la yun gen ki cha jen de re. Cha te cha jen yin su na, ni digi yo ma re, ni ta jin la yin de re. Cha te cha jen yin na, pe na pumbi, pumba dao ji na, pumbi chudo de pumba yin la guwa chi gire, pumbi 다진 직발을 저저 강바데 추제 저지를 샤샤나 추제기 룽다데야 추제 인라고 하지 네 말어 그 차시에 추제기 다데야 추제 인라고 하자 이거 그 차 차데 차젠데 이 미스바레 어 딘데 인상 다 리스디 마당마 다제 마제나 다도 남의 샤샤나 파기는 리직도 삼바다 미 리직도 데라 나랑기 리예 삼바다 지 요래데 된다 십신전의 샘낭라 샘 파 맞다고 쳐. 다 샘낭도 추궁이 야 리스나 간지질을 쓰기 요래스 리스디 된다 못 맞대 리스나 간지질을 쓰기도 따제 전에 다 땀네 따신 전에 되니 루 가와이에 따디 잠바 고데 리 리베스나 고데 리 말해 리다 고시로 고리스디 카가치기도 락바다 리 리베스나 lakpate lyu maare, lyu chashe sikidwa. Kangpate lyu rivayasana, kangpate ya lyu maare. Tini, ta lyu sina, nanglo ki kokpate to ni lyu maare. Ta lyu sina kawato, siti zamba, ani lyu taten zana ya nye yo maare. Rwa, lakpa ni lyu maare, kangpa ni lyu maare, ani go ni lyu maare. Tini ta lyu kawato siti zamba, tini lyu taten zana meti zamba, o dinde se, lu meti zamba ta lu rangshin ki matru pa siye di yongi yore. Ta dinde yin zang, dinde se dini jekum siwora dila jekum sem mikpa tenpa ki dini mikpa lu sungne, li mikyu du sungne, tenpe lu di 미그네 다 템베 히라기 류라 제바 치기오레 야 템바기 미그바데 제소나 히라기 제바데 용기 말에 인산 템베 류 미제바 쳔데 미유 템베 미유데 미유 류데 템베 아니 미제바 숨네 아니 디딩도 히라기 딱제 제바 인산 아니 딘데스 센 마영과 딱제 쳔데 제직도 수월하다 다 제직 벗으나 되요 강다르자 쌤 마영과 따제 지혜들아 다 류템바니샤스 류템바니샤라 템바다 시럽 니가 냠도 괴기요리 어 시럽다 템바 니가 냠도 괴기요리 마도 시럽 직복이 류템바니샤 용기요 말이 템바 직복이 류템바니샤 용기요 말이
So normally when we talk about oh well my body or this person's body there is something that is a body but it's something that is merely designated on a particular basis these various parts of the body but when we begin to look within those parts and try to find well what is it that is this body then we can't actually find that but when we're talking about like oh well my body or this is that person's body on the level of not engaging in kind of analysis and investigation, we can talk about those things in a coherent kind of a way. When we see the various parts of a body, we give rise to the idea, oh, that's my body or that's that person's body. But when we begin to investigate and analyze, well, where is that body within that basis of designation? We begin to see, well, the parts can't actually be the whole. It's not as though the whole could exist in each one of those parts. When we are talking about the kind of ordinary everyday, like, oh, this is my body or this is this person's body, when we don't investigate and analyze, we can talk about those things. But when we begin to look for, well, where is that body within this basis of designation? Like, well, is my body my head? Well, no, you're not just your head is your body. Your head is a part of your body. But it isn't as though your body and your head are the same thing or that's like a coherent way to think about this. And we investigate, well, is my hands my body or my feet my body or is it somehow the internal organs of my body? Is there something that I can find and point to that really is the body among its various parts? Again, this is the body is something that possesses parts. It's the whole. And so when we look within each of one of those kinds of parts, we can't find something that we can point to and say, well, this is the body. And that unfindability when we engage in this kind of analysis leads us to conclude that the body is not inherently existent. There's no sort of true existence to this thing that we hold to exist in a certain way. And so engaging in the practice of the close mindfulness of the body means we need to hold this object of the body with mindfulness and a kind of unforgetting mindfulness that then allows us to engage in a kind of meaningful analysis and investigation with wisdom. If we aren't able to hold on without distraction to an object, then we can't engage in a good kind of analytical meditation on that object. But if we just have mindfulness alone, again, we can't make progress without the wisdom side of that. So we need to have both this element of mindfulness as well as the kind of wisdom to be able to engage in this analysis where we can based upon investigating and searching, come to see, well, the body doesn't actually inherently exist. There's no way that I can find it within its basis of designation. It's something that's merely designated.
Oh, yeah, that's the thing. 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 캠바니샤기 미유드 리스네 다 류레 제바치노레 야 다 류 카와도 스티 미유드 류 마제바 숨 템베 미빠데 류라 랑기 류이나레 셴지 류이나 제바요 마라 다 강다자 아 랑기 류도지 템베 미유라 숨 다 딜라 시에랍게 야 다 류스나 카와지라 스기레스 템베 미유 류데 마제바 치오레 류레 제바치기요 인서 아니 시에랍게 다 류데 모레 카레레 랑신데 카레 리 카와요레 리스나 카와라 따도 리스나 가기레 시디 제바체한데 아니 라다 침바다 깜바도 니 마레 세다 시럽게 림베 진이 딱제치기요라 오 딘데스 인자다 가상 아주 디체르다 드림딜리 마아체니 어디디 예스 가산 쫓아서 드린다 가델리니 리디 탐제라 세드르
아나 야 카델리디 탐제나
어디니마 인스 아
so last time we had gone through the two verses 78 and 79 where we're looking through all of the various parts of the body. Like, is this where the body exists? So looking through all of the various parts, we're then holding this body with mindfulness, this kind of unforgetting mindfulness, and investigating and analyzing with our wisdom, searching for, well, where is the body? What is the nature? What is the essence of this? So here in verse 78 and 79, it reads, what we call the body is not feet or shins. The body, likewise, is not thighs or loins. It's not the belly, nor indeed the back. And from the chest and arms, the body is not formed. The body is not ribs or hands, armpits, shoulders, bowels, or entrails. It is not the head, and it is not the throat. What is the body, then, in all of this? So we then holding with mindfulness our own body, and we begin this kind of process of investigation, searching for, well, where is this body? What can I point to that is the nature or the essence of this thing I call body? Where does it exist? And so holding with mindfulness, we then go through sequentially with our wisdom, kind of searching through this basis to find something that we could point to as being the body. And so then we'll go into the next verse here.
Oh yeah, that in the inzo, that in the ni machinita, kade li di tamje lasta, lugi, kasi lakpa tatito li resina, dia tigimares, lakpa korayan, tadenzana lapa lapa siguri, lakpa city yang, chashe mambuji, tang yora, lakpa city, lakpa yang, chachen repen, lakpa city, zuguda tsitang, the sormodanta, mambuji let Lapas tayo, lapa koraya yang chachendi, lapas na, pena lis ma churu tayo, lis na kandijila sigres na, lapa da kamba mare laro, mana ta lis na yo mares, lapa da kamba le shembi luya yo mare, lapa da kamba ya lu mare, ta lis na tatenza na mindus. Ta ona yang lapa, lugi chashe lapa de lu luas na, and tim lu mare, lapa koraya tatenza na nye yo mare, lapa koran yang. Chachenjiris, Lapa City Zamba, Zuguda Tsitang, that in the Mambojila, Chashe Mambojila, Lapa Tayore, and Lapa City Zuguti Revesin, Tizugur, Mato Lapa Mara, Lapi Zuguri. Oh, in some Lapa Koraya, Tatinzana near. Taya Lapi Chashe, Zugutiyam, Tatinzana, near your Zugu City, Tsik the River, Tsik Yap the River, Dun the Revesin, Papa the River, Ruba the Revesin, Tian Zugumare. All young to go Korea. Tama, mama, tumbu, 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 tongue, tama, do gel lady. Lugi, do genji, or a tama to pumbi, do gel a little padu, tatinzana, tar, do gentian, and it can do mares. Tama, za, 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 churu, churu, tumbu tongue, but tar, do gel a tuti, Lugi chashe, do gel a tunaya, lit ne your mares or disigur.
So here, then, when we are looking for the body, we are going through all of the various sort of limbs of the body, and we determine that, well, the body can't actually be those various parts. Those are parts of the whole. We can't say that the body is the hand, and so forth. And then we go beyond that, and we'll look at the hand itself. So again, when we look within this basis of designation, there's nothing that we can find, that we can point to among its various parts, that actually exists as the body. And then when we start to look at those parts themselves, like say take your hand, we can't find the thing that is the hand within that particular basis of designation either. So for example, we ascribe the name hand, this thing that has like various fingers and all of that, but when we begin to search, well, where is the hand within this? It's not the fingers individually. We can't say that one finger is the hand, that's a finger. And so again, we engage in this kind of process of looking through the thing that is a whole and examining its various parts, and we find that it can't actually actually exist as that whole within those parts. And we can keep going sort of smaller and smaller down. We call something a finger, but well, what is that finger? Is it the skin of that? Is it the joints? Is it the nail? Is it the top of the joint, the bottom of the joint? We look within there and there's nothing that you can point to that is the finger. It's something that's merely designated on a particular basis. And so engaging in this analysis, we go smaller and smaller all the way down to like atoms. And when we get to that level of analysis, looking at these tiny particles, we also find that there's nothing that can be found, nothing that we can point to as being the body, this whole, or any of its parts. And so this is the kind of investigation and analysis one engages in to determine that things are not findable within their basis of designation.
Oh yeah, that didn't matter. Turned out that, kade lidi tamjela chore ini ne juna chanam chanam chala ne jume teranimi kanglan nes. An kade tani kunjili lakso namla ne nani lakso teta chinyeba teni kini lidurus tadi karisore kade lidi tamjela chore ini ne junas ani. Chanam chala ne jumis, right? Da chajen nam suri, da bena kade lu di ta, lu sidi chajen de roa. Da lu sidi kawa yore sidi, oh yela tam jala lu yore sina, lakpa la lu yore, gangpa la lu yore sidi, ani lu gangzang yore, gangpa la lu gangzang yore, lu sidi chajen de roa, lakpa da gangpa da go sina, da digi lu ki chashe roa. Chadewa, then Lide Yella Titola Yores and Anne, Lu Gansa Yella Red, Lu Gansa Red, Yore, Lugi Chashe Red, Yores, Lugi Chashechic Lapa, Lapa Lugi Chashechic, Lu Gansa Mewa Chashechic, Gambala and Lugi Chashechic, Gola and Lugi Chashechic, Dinde Yore, Yan Lapa and Lu Gansa Yore, Gambala and Lu Gansa Yore, Gola and Lu Gansa Yores, or Dindes Cassi. Chachin de Chala Yena, super lewd Yella La Yena. That lewd touching unto Yella La Lu Yomaris, the Lazara, Yella La Lu Yena, Yella to Lu Yungoris, the Lazara, oh, Kessi, the lewd Chachin lewd Chal, Chasura, Chashe, Yella de Dola Yena, and the Ligi Chashe Rere, Yella de Dola Yore, Ligi Chashe Ganza, Yella Rere La Yore, yes, what that did you Tambo? Lidi chashe rere yenla la yuna ane dikien di yores. Karasa, oda ane tiwa di ma yusha.
So then we get to the next set of verses 80 and 81, where it says, if this body occurs partially in all of the parts, and the parts occur in all of the parts, where can this body as a whole stand itself? If the body were itself wholly located everywhere among the hands and so on, there would be just as many bodies as there are hands, etc. So here, when we are looking at this kind of situation, our own body, the body is the whole. It's the body is the thing that possesses parts. So how could we say, how does it exist then in its parts? Again, it's the one that possesses the various parts. So when we look at like our hands and our feet and our head and so forth, can we say that the body exists in each of those? Well, it has to because it's part of the body, right? But then does the body exist partially in those? Does it exist wholly in those? How is the relationship between this one that is the possessor of parts and the things that are actually the parts of that? So it can't be that it is equivalent with those. Again, we've determined that we can't say that the parts are equal to the one that has that is possessing those parts. So again, this sort of question comes in verse 80 that if this body occurs partially in all of the parts, and the parts occur in all the parts, where can this body as a whole stand itself? Where can we actually find the one that is the whole thing rather than a part of it?
Oh yeah, that tambo digi kien de karesna kade lidi tamjala chore ini ne junas lidi is li chajen lidi yalak tamjala chores ki li ki chashe re re li gangzang lakpa la yomare gangba da lakpa da go di zula li ki cha gangzang yomare li ki cha re re yore sinansi warta o chore ini ne gyu na ani cha nam cha la ne gyu me sidi chashe nam cha jende la ta ne bada li la chashe li lakpa la li ki chashe chigi ya na lakpa de ta li ki chashe de la ne bada yi me sigi warta gyur me 이나양 라파코랑 가왈라 가르소 다 덴데티로 당보따나 차젠테 라파소라 차비 코랑기 차남라 라파소지 차라네버디 차젠 라파따부데 라니니 라파데다 가왈라 네버레스다 리기 차데 라팔라 네버레스와 리기 차셰직 라팔라 네버레 라팔라 네이나 아니 다 라파코랑 네스데 가왈 리기 차셰데 라팔라네디 라파코랑 차젠 차로와 리기 차셰데 라비 차 차지 차기오레 하고서
연결스나
리기 차셰데 라팔라 리 강장 라팔라 마네와체 리기 차 강장 라팔라 메와체 리기 툼부자로 차셰 충중직 라팔라 내서나 리기 차지 라팔라 내서나 라파데 차젠당 리데 리기 차셰데 거기 차 차셰 차로와 하고선 어 인정 다 라빠 고랑 차젠 차로 차젠 차디 라빠 고랑 류기 차셰들라 내요 말해 류기 차셰들 라빠를 내 말해 가있으면 고셰들 류기 둥부대 류기 둥부 중중지 라빠를 내 용디 류기 둥부대 라빠기 차셰 차로 와 인정 다 류기 둥부대 다 라빠를 내 말해 라빠를 땜 말해 땜사대 라빠를 라빠대 차젠래 다 라빠 고랑 가와라 땡기래스 그래. 하고서 어디 있다? 다디 제바 민도야. 강달장 아니 다 두메도 조조기래 라빠 고랑 땡사 내와체. 야 라빠 고랑 야 현지를 땡스나 아니 툭 딘데기 툭바 내와 직체 당보대. 아 다 니바대 가대 다니끼나 다디 디질래서 가대 다니끼기 리 라손 남라 내나 리 강자레 라빠당 강바레 내바레스나 류 라빠라야 류 강자지 내바레 류 강자 류 용조 차셰 용조 라빠라 요레 류 강자지 강바라야 류 강자 요레 고라야 류 강자 요레스나 아니 미리 망보 쉬워지 차기로 와 라빠 라빠니 강바니 아니 뉴달 고예 고다다 낭로기 차셰다지디 뉴달베 그나 내리 아니 나이리 텐지셔비 류 뒤에 굳이 차이다 딜레마와 차셰잖아 다답에 류 자장 망보지 매 텐지셔비 류 강장 자장 망보 차이 라빠 예예레 레레 강발레 레레 고라치 낭로기 자 코바데 주마다 로알레 리레레 차 강장 레레 차스나 다 텐지셔비 류 나 내 그 수퍼디 차셰 용도 땡지 리 강장 자장 못 차기로 와 어떻게 리 망보 쉬워 차디 아니 리 강장래 내요 말에 리지 차셰야 내 민도스 다 매와 인상 라파시에 리기 야라도 야라 말에서 어디서 못한다
So here beginning with this in verse 80 it's saying, if this body occurs partially in all of the parts, and the parts occur in all the parts, where can this body as a whole stand itself? So this is the first sort of issue that would come up. So if we are saying, again, the body is the one that possesses various parts, but we would say that it pervades all of the parts of the body. And so if you don't want to say that the body as a whole exists in each of those parts, but rather it's a portion of the body that is in, say, the hand. So the body exists partially in each of its parts. Well, then you get into the problem of, well, where within the hand, say, does the part of the body that is the hand exist? Because the hand itself again has parts, so we would sort of go on into infinite regress trying to find, well, where does the part of that exist within that particular part, because then that part itself is a whole comprised of various parts. And again, you'd be like searching with infinite regress to try to find where it is that you can point to as being where that part exists within that part. And you still wouldn't be able to posit any kind of a whole body, because you're like searching for where all of these distinct sort of parts exist. So that's the first kind of issue that would occur if the body occurs partially in all of the parts. Now, if we turn to the other, which is then, if the body were itself wholly located everywhere among the hands and so on, there would be just as many bodies as there are hands, etc. So if one doesn't want to follow down that kind of infinite regress with a part of the body existing within a part, and where do you posit that, and it says instead that, well, the whole of the body exists in each of the parts. The whole body pervades all of the body, so it exists as a whole in each of those parts. Well, then you're going to get to the sort of absurd conclusion that you have as many bodies as you are designating parts. So like my body, Tenzin Cherub's body, could then be divided into like, well, there's the my hands and my feet and my head. So at the minimum, you start, when you are dividing into those pieces, then you're looking at 7, 8 bodies. If you start dividing even more, hundreds of bodies. So you can't coherently assert that the entirety, the whole of the body exists as a whole in each of those parts, because then when you divide them into parts, you're going to divide into many, many bodies.
Oh yeah, that tende in some ten do not that zimba bashik to lead that temba matu bal tende in some lead sitting matu mata pizza o lead said yoga to your mata pain tache mache mata mate pizza na mata mache pizza na then lead so to yoga to lead ya pota lead to cha ane di ya zeba da lead mi zeba da lead cheba da lead chuma se to ta ip da kado da o da tende ki number Lisa, Madame Majapitana, Yore. Ah, the Madame Majapitana. Ah, when I turn a sim not goodness, a sim not janus, the mass similar, Samba Nanshin, Shutajitan, Shimjujin. Oh, my leech, Pagetic Tongi to leech, Tongi to Paget leech to Nala leech Tongi to that leech here, the country in us and the two, any leech thing to the sim. Simgi mikpati lula tene, ane lida la shimju che yongdi zamba tene, takten zana chashe kanyang li su matruwa yindi, lakpa da kangpa da kanyang li gi chenshi la, li gi pe la nye meba yin zang, ta li siyeji, takten zana chungsa tia meba yindi, ta zimba bashik tu, tenpa mayimba, tenpa ngala nye nangye gi li de, ngone tenpa matruwa, zimba bashik tu kyuru, Tentu cuma yang metu sihati tiri tak thamat dila tua, sekejap. Zimba pasi berjuji tempat cuba cuma yang metu sihati.
So here, engaging in this kind of analysis, we come to realize that, and this is the last sentence of the commentary to these verses, that this is all just false. There's no, not even the slightest bit of true establishment at all. And then it's going to go into a kind of conclusion of this, or a summary of this. So when we don't examine and investigate, we can coherently talk about various types of bodies. We can say, oh yeah, I have a body, or this person has a body, oh, it's a big body, small body, beautiful body, ugly body, whatever it is. When we're not investigating and analyzing in this way, we can talk about those things existing. They do exist. We're not denying that sort of existence. But when one begins to investigate and analyze, so we have an idea of a body that appears to us, and we begin to examine, well, what is the actual nature of that body? What is it that I could point to as being like an illustration, or that thing that defines the body? Is there something that I could point to within that basis that is that body, that illustrates or defines the body? And we find that there's nothing that we can point to in that way. And so in this way, determine that the body is solely false. It's something that is not truly established in any way. But on the level of relative existence, when we don't actually engage in that kind of analysis, we can talk about bodies existing. But when we get into looking at its nature in this deep sort of analysis, we see that it doesn't have any real existence at all.
Oh yeah, then that's Sanjay Chumden, Shiram Nimbi Kapsu, lu suk me siyate, suk siyate rangi lu de re, zo suk me pungpo, suk ke pungpo lu de, suk me sungye dang, shira mingpo kapsu suk me sungye dang, yang pecha kashe le, to kashe le, suk ye sungye ji ni yo ra, sanje chumde sungye chiki, sungye sanje chumde de kansa chiki, cham cham suk ye suk, cham cham suk me suk, Tati kare, sungge ni chigre, sungge ni yina ta cheba yo mara, chigi me sung, chigi ye sung na, dila nenga kaya. Sungge ni chigi, sungge sanje chumde de chigi, su ye sung, ye yang sung, su me yang sung, ta nga tu toba ji sa gorwa. Ta kare chani, sanje chumde de sungge mi chigi, su ye sung gitu, su me sung gitu. Shiram nyingbo nangla su me sung sha, to shenpa nangla su ye sung sha. Tati kare re siti, ta nga tu, どうせ三路当地、たたんだ流れ三路当なし。お、たにらいて、たじんらいんば。また、たてん、たちん、まちゃみかぶら。あね、まんぞら流れ通るよ。すぐ通るよ。ね、流、ね、こぎ流、ね、流せ。また、まちゃびちゃな。あね、え、すぐ、まんぞら呼ばち通るよ。すぐ、たけのすぐ、さまだ。ならんらい流、ならんらい流へ、さまち呼んよ。たて 三界中间的书也，书也给，看到的地，马当马杰比卡布拉，书的作有嘞，绿的作有嘞，马当马杰比卡布拉，让了通南极有嘞，哦，马当马杰比卡布拉，让了绿有嘞，绿有嘞，的工作不得，马当马杰比卡布拉，南华的工作，工作不有嘞，写的地，他写了明白卡布拉没写的，他你他进来的，哦，那啦。 마당마제비마다제마제나류요아직통기도데 你也没得怎么办？打点账了，你没，但你也没，你也没把印章打点账了没？没把印章，你给团的写了明笔书没写的团大的，我到底了，打点账了，账一塌了，你也没把印章，打点账一塌了没把，但没把印章，俺写了明笔没写的团大的底了。
양도가시에는
So here, when we look at, say, the heart of the Heart Sutra, where the Buddha says that there is no form and so forth, continues on. Here, form is referring primarily to, well, form encompasses many things, but also includes our body. And so when we see a statement like that in the Heart Sutra, where the Buddha says, well, there is no form, we might then become confused because there were other sutras where the Buddha clearly states that there is form and that form exists. And so looking at this, you might think, well, it's the same person who gave these teachings. It's not like two different people are saying these things. If it were two different people, no problem. They have different views. But here, how do we understand or make sense of the Buddha saying in one context in the Heart Sutra that there is no form, and in other contexts, in other sutras, talking about form? So we might have some kind of doubt that arises. Like, well, what is this? Why does he say in some contexts that there is form and others that there's not? And so here, this is really based upon having a proper understanding of when the Buddha talks about there being form, like when we don't analyze, when we're not engaged in investigation and analysis, but rather when our body just appears to us and it seems like that body just exists. We have a sense when we are not engaged in this kind of deep analysis of, oh, this is my body, this is the body of someone else. And we have a kind of way in which which these things appear to us, and conventionally speaking, those things exist. This is conventional truth. We aren't denying the kind of existence of that sort of body at the time when we're not engaged in investigation and analysis. But when we are talking about the context of the Heart Sutra and the perfection of wisdom, then where it's saying no form, or there is no form, we're talking about a context of analyzing and investigating. We take this appearance of such a body that appears to us, but in this context, we're sort of holding that and then engaging in analysis. Okay, well, I see this body, I have this sense of a body, but when I search for it within the basis of designation, looking at all of the various parts, I can't find anything that I can point to that really is this body, that actually truly exists as this body or exemplifies this body. So it's not existent. This is not something that is findable under analysis. So at the end of that kind of analysis, we come to this conclusion, well, there is no form. Ultimately speaking, there is no form. So when we talk about these two different statements, we have to understand the different contexts in which they are made. When we are not analyzing, not engaged in this kind of investigation, we see bodies and we can't deny their existence. They are there. They're conventionally speaking existent. But in certain contexts where we're talking about that kind of ultimate truth and the investigation into that, we can say things like there is no form, and that makes perfect sense. So having a proper understanding of these statements entails understanding the kind of two truths and the level of things can exist conventionally, but when we search for them under ultimate analysis, they're unfindable.
Oh, that didn't they have connect Sanjay Jumdegi Su Yesu Mata Su Mes Mani de Takariom. Dimashina, and the Sanjay Jumden de Kashe Samgir, that Sanjay Jumden de Jinsungi Yorch, Samsam Yesungi, Samsam Mesungi, the Kareina Sami. That it turned out the Mashina didn't they agree? That Sanjay Jumden de Jinsungi Mares, that Karechen is somewhere in the city Sambata, the Nanka de Shimbaina, or Sanjay Jumden de Su Yesungi Tenta Dire, Su Mesungi Tenta Dire City, and Sanjengi su yeba sumbata meba sumbani nanga yomare, gawa yomare, o diha bugri. Ani su ye sumbate tandere, su me sumbate nedere. Ota su me sumba nedere siti tatenzana nye me siete nedere. Su ye siete kunzore, zimbare, nanzuda nezu, nanzola su ye siete nanzi nangola ye siore. Dujanangi nangola ye siore. A di temba mare. Now, I think I'm going to tell you that the Tandere tattooed the Nelu tattooed the Mare. So, mess yet that turned on Mama the deer, Nelu tattooed the deer, the Manzo tenda Nawala Yomare, the Taja Chenamato, Shingi Mare. Kunzo be now at the Taja Chigumare, Quadina Shashaware. Oh, Dinzam, yes yet the Tuji Nawala Sigore, mess yet the Tuji, the Majepi Talas, Taja Cheni. Now, what the
So if we don't understand this properly, then we might think that the Buddha has some kind of contradiction in his teachings to say in certain contexts, well, there is form, and in other contexts be very clear that there is no form. But there's a purpose there's a reason for the Buddha saying this, and this is because there are things that are taught in a sort of provisional sense, in a way that they need to be interpreted. So when the Buddha talks about that form exists, that is something that is what we would call provisional kind of a teaching or something that needs interpretation. Whereas when he says that there is no form, that's something which is definitive. So when we talk about definitive kind of teachings versus those requiring interpretation, when the Buddha say is talking about something like form exists, this is provisional in that form that exists, the way that it appears to sentient beings, it appears as though it is truly existent. And in that way, it is something that is false, kind of mere conventional, mere conventionality. We can't deny the appearance of that to beings, but it doesn't actually exist in the way that it appears. So things that the sort of, when we are conventionally speaking, their mode of existence and mode of appearing are discordant. But it's not as though they don't exist at all. However, when one is looking at something that is taught in a sort of definitive way, this is from the perspective of engaging in investigation. investigation and analysis of that appearance. So a body or a form or whatever it is may appear to one, but when you investigate and analyze, well, where is that thing? What is it that I can point to as being the thing so designated? We can't actually find it. And that's the context in which the Buddha has said there is no form. And so having this proper kind of understanding is what allows us to view the Buddha's teachings and not see internal contradictions, because there isn't a contradiction between this if we understand properly what is provisional and what is definitive.
Oh yeah, that didn't mean that. That chidang na lume na chidang la so la luyes ta chidang na na lume na se chi lu da nangi lu siye dinte ta mena dene la pala so pala roa lu kande se yongres lu yomares ta that didn't mean that. Chi lu si na nganzo nangba sanje ba tebi namji ani lu si di chi lu si wore ta. Chirobai nangi lu si kiwata nangi jiwi chebase ya kansate nangi jiwi si ya kele yore chirobai nganzo ki jiwi si na ta chi che tau jiwi lu si na chi che tau de ta watinja chiro ta chirobai namji nangi jiwi si ya kele mo wanzan lu di ya nangi lu si wata kandar jang nangi lu da chi lu tanya kandaji ta na ya ta ten za na nye yo ma re si ya tuyendere chidang nang na lu me na chidang la so la lu yu nang na ya lu yu ma re chi la ya lu yu ma re dini la pa la so pa la yen la la lu kawa tewe ja yu ma re la so nam le shen me na ta teni chidang yu ba yin si di la pa la so pa la shen yang yani lu ki chen shi sha ya me na ta lu si ya jik rang shin ji yu ma re urwa la pa la ngu shen bi lu me na ta lu chidang rang shin ji yu ba yin si lu si ya jik rang shin ji
So continuing into the next verse. So this is then, verse 82. So here it continues saying, if body is not outside or within its parts, how is it then residing in its members? And since it is not other than its parts, how can you say that it exists at all? So there's sort of some different understandings that we could have. There are those that assert some sort of like an external kind of a being. We could talk about this as like the sort of externalities of the body. And there are those non-Buddhists that actually assert some sort of like inner being within the body. But when one engages in this kind of analysis and investigation of the various parts of the body, we find that there's no way that we can point to something within that that is that basis of designation. It's unfindable upon that kind of searching within that basis, and it doesn't exist as a distinct or as other from those either. So how then could such a body exist? This is getting at the kind of analysis that leads one to say that there's no such body findable within the basis of designation.
Oh yeah, that thing is such a woman to lotion. Tena lime laxo la mumba in the lilochur, if such a kibi chabaji toyolani miloshins, Tangazola, Lu se naede, country pagina ligidu, dina ligidu, Sengazola, li do some de Zugutusa Yova doji tongiora, li Zugutusa, oh, then lingi li, pagi li, Zugutusa Yova doji tongiore de, dingi tajin lima, Madame Majabitsena. Tak tin zan na lu me ba de ngai den yin zan ta ten na li rang xin ji me se rang xin ji me na yang tak tin zan na me na yang ane mong bi wang ki ta tak tin zan na rang xin ji me jiang ane ma zu le li lang le zu gu zu se ye wa zhou tong ye de ke le si na ane la pa la so pa la tong yong di li ge yan la di zu cha xie di zu tong yong di la pa da gang pa da guo di zu tong yong di ao ta li du. 파기나 리두 삼비 로티 제기요 오디 몽베기 마리비 왕기 리 많이 바지라 리야 따네 리기 로체네 몽바이니 리로추스 리 장신기 메나야 따덴자나 니에 메나야 아니 라팔라 소바 리기 야라드조 통용디 티니 마리비 왕기 리 리 템바 추바지 두 삼비 로티 제기요 레스 pena lui ma inge jigla lui gi lo jegi re sore pena ipsu kebi chaba ji toyola ni miloshis ipsu kebi chaba ji siti mi ma impala mi lo jegi yore pena ipsu keba la ni mi ipsu kebi toyola na to din de zing ni ro to yin hare sa yin hare man zu tarin bo ji ni toyola yi ro toyola na kare la yi Dodin the Tigna, Dodo, Dotu, the Dodo, Dotu, Dinjitina, me, Chejung, the Zishana, not the Tarin Boni, Tongyondi, Pagina, Mijitu, Samgiro. Naina, if they meet out your, they call me Maroa, Toyore. Toyola, me, Maina, and me, Logigior, Mombi Wang, Tubi Wang, Toyola, and Miloshis, Ipko, Ipsukevi Chabati, Ipko, Midrauji, Serne, and tarun buni tan ta mi ji tu sami lo de ke di na shi res ya la ti zo la pa ta kang ba ti zo li ma re de ti zo tong yong di ani li ji tu sami li ran xin ji chu ba di lo de ke yo res
so then I'm reading the next verse here it says while the body does not intrinsically exist due to delusion there occurs a cognition of an intrinsically existent body among the hands and so on this is like apprehending a pillar as being a person due to a certain configuration or like a pile of rocks as being a person I don't know exactly the word we would use but so here we have a sense of cognition an idea of a body it feels when we have the appearance of say our body or another person's body that really exists that there's something that we could actually point to as being yeah that's their body but when we begin to actually investigate and try to search for well what can I point to that is that body we take like the hand and the various parts and so forth you find there's nothing that you can actually pin down and point to as being that body so when we engage in that kind of ultimate analysis although we find that that's not findable there's nothing that we can point to within that basis of designation there is a cognition of this intrinsically existent body due to delusion due to our ignorance we still have a sense that this body really exists it appears to us in that way. So based upon that kind of having that kind of ignorance, we're going to generate an idea of the body as being intrinsically existent. So although it is not something that we can find in any way among its various parts. And so this is like if we have a stack of stones, I think we could call it a cairn, I don't know, but in the sort of shape or the height of a person, and you see that from far away, you might generate the thought of it being a person. So long as the kind of configuration is right, then you're going to apprehend that and think, oh, there's a person there. And so it is too with the particular sort of configuration of our aggregates that on that basis of the appearance of that, we have this thought of, oh, there's a body, there's a really truly existent body, although it's not something that we can actually find when we look for it.
Oh yeah, that is shocked. Didn't you are in the
So we will stop there for today. And if there are any questions, please ask. We should all meditate on this close mindfulness of the body. A lot to think about. So that close mindfulness is investigating, analyzing our body.
So she put
Sure.